This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Melanie Jasmine Gamon. Date of birth is May the 6th, 2003. Case ID number 3931640. Date of exam September the 8th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from LaDonna Haley, RN, dated 6/11/22, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 19-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disease / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / anxiety / sleep disorder, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and back problems. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. She did receive a high school diploma, which was a GED, and did go to regular classes. At the present time, she lives in a house with her parents, and she did receive disability benefits for 8 years. It was discontinued on January 2022. Allegations, number one, bipolar disease / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / anxiety / sleep disorder. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, back problems. History of allegations. Number one, bipolar disease / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / anxiety / sleep disorder. The claimant states that in 2012, she started having problems with attention deficit hyperactive disorder. She went on to be diagnosed as having bipolar disease, a sleep disorder, and anxiety. The claimant states that in 2020, her condition got worse. The claimant is unable to sleep. She has severe insomnia, anxiety, decrease appetite, and sometimes increase appetite. Decreased motivation, anger episodes, decreased concentration, decreased energy, impulsive actions, mood changes, and decreased memory. The claimant has had various tragic incidences in her life. She had the death of her friend by a shooting incident, and her grandmother died of COVID-19. She also has a friend that died in a motor vehicle accident. Her physician at this time is Dr. Jose Igoa. She has never been hospitalized for her condition, but has been seen by three different psychiatrists. Her condition at this time is stable but guarded. She denies ever having any suicidal ideation or committing any kind of suicidal attempts. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. The claimant was only 12 years old, and she developed insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The parents denied any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She checks her blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 80 to 100 milligrams / DL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.3, which is fairly stable and fairly well controlled. At the present time, she's on different medications for her diabetes. She's on Novolog 10 units, TID with meals, Traceba insulin, 30 units, QHS, Trulicity insulin, 3 units, QE, Metformin 1,000 milligrams, BID, Forixa 5 milligrams, QD. The claimant has had a problem with her weight, but has apparently lost some weight recently. Her BMI is 37. Allegation number 3, back problems. The claimant states that in 2017, she started to develop a stabbing pain in her lumbar sacral back area that radiated down both legs. An MRI was performed which revealed that she had a herniated disc times 3 of the lumbar sacral back area with radiculopathy. No surgeries have been performed and no injections were given. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. She does have an assistive device that she brought with her, which is a 4-legged cane that she uses all the time. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, and painting in her bed. She states that she doesn't get up to do anything except go to the bathroom. The claimant denies watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, or doing anything else around the house. She has a family physician and sees doctors at the family clinic. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. The claimant was placed on Tylenol with codeine, 1-PO-QID-PRN for pain, which she states does give some relief. She was diagnosed with herniated disc times 3 of the lumbar sacral spine with radiculopathy bilaterally. Her other limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She's unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, or put her clothes on by herself, but she can button her clothes. The claimant has an assistive device, which is a 4-legged cane that she states she uses all the time. At the present time, she's on Tylenol with codeine, 1-PO-QID, which does give some minimal relief. She does no other physical activities. The claimant does have symptoms of pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She denies any swelling or warmth. Family history. The father is 49 and has diabetes mellitus. The mother is 46 and has diabetes. Medications, Novolog, 10 units, TID with meals, Traceba, insulin, 30 units, QHS, Trulicity, insulin, 3 units, QE, Tylenol with codeine, 1-PO-QID, PRN for pain, Metformin, 1,000 milligrams, BID, Forixa, 5 milligrams, QD, Vitamin D, 50,000 units, QE, Acelopram, 10 milligrams, QHS, Dexamethylphenylate, 10 milligrams, QD, ER. Focalin, XR, 10 milligrams, QD. Oxycarbazepine, 150 milligrams, BID. Lovastatin, 10 milligrams, QD. Vistaril, 50 milligrams, QHS. Medical problems, anxiety, / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / bipolar disease / sleep disorder, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, back pain secondary to herniated disc times 3 with radiculopathy, comma, obesity, comma, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, or comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 99.1 Fahrenheit, weight 230 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 139 over 95 mmHg, heart rate 98 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 37, obese, general. This is a 19-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her parents. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos all over her body, some of them being somewhat nefarious with devil markings. Neurological, could you please drop down to the last sentence? Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis and biceps reflexes bilaterally at 2+. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and she appeared to be limping. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a four-legged cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the lumbar sacral back area. However, there is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant was unable to flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremity, but decreased in the lower extremities, especially in the knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 30 degrees on the right side and 0 on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was only able to flex at 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with assistance. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She does require an assistive device at this time, which is a four-legged cane. Neurological. Grip strength is plus 5/5. The claimant is able to pinch and oppose fingers. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps brachioradialis reflexes were normal at plus 2. However, the patellar and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is some muscle spasms of the lumbar sacral back area. Muscle strength is plus 5/5 for the upper extremities and plus 3/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. However, the claimant does appear to have a lumbar sacral back condition, which is causing some kind of radiculopathy to the lower legs. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with mild to moderate difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in her visual acuity, but no limitations in her visual fields. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to lower extremity weakness coming from possible lumbar sacral back radiculopathy. Probable diagnoses. Number one, bipolar disease / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / anxiety / sleep disorder - being treated at this time appears to be stable. Normal physical exam psychologically. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus - being treated aggressively appears to be fairly well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.3. Number three, back problems secondary to herniated disc times 3 of the lumbar sacral back area. Abnormal physical exam for the lower extremities, but no documented MRI or EMGs to confirm the diagnosis. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Melanie Jasmine Gamon.